Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Week 14 of the season kicking off tonight with a rematch of Super Bowl 53 when Aaron Donald and his Rams host quarterback Cam Newton and the Patriots tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. Well, looking ahead to Sunday's Week 14 action, New Orleans clinching the NFC South Division title with the win at Philadelphia. And get this, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, it's more likely Drew Brees rejoins the game day action in Week 15. The veteran signal caller is currently eligible to come off injured reserve, but didn't practice with the team yesterday. Backup Taysom Hill is enjoying success as he only trails Brees in completion percentage this year and has won each of his three starts. He's going up against Philly's second-round pick, quarterback Jalen Hurts, who's making his first NFL start. But it is expected to be an uphill climb for the rookie going up against the Saints' defense ranked first in the NFL. Cam Jordan and his crew licking their chops because since 2016, rookie QBs are just 1-6 versus that stingy New Orleans D. And in case you're wondering, Carolina's Kyle Allen was the only rookie to win, and that was Week 17 back during the 2018 season. Well, the Cowboys' high hopes for 2020 took a turn for the worse when star quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a compound fracture and dislocation of his right ankle in October. So the question was posed to Executive Vice President Stephen Jones yesterday if there is trepidation to inking Dak to a long-term deal after the season.
Our issues, in our negotiations with Dak have been that we're wanting to be more committed, in terms of the term. So we're not nervous to sign Dak. I think he's made up his makeup, is all the right things. He's an amazing man off the field. He's a great leader in our locker room. He's a great player, and that's why we've wanted to sign him long term. And certainly when you sign as everybody's starting to figure out, when you sign a player long term, you've got more flexibility in how you work the salary cap with a player who's going to, you know, obviously eat up a big percentage of your cap when you're talking about a quarterback.
Now, the Cowboys 49ers game next week moves to 1 p.m. Eastern, while the Jets and Rams kick off at 4 p.m. because the NFL announced Wednesday that the battle between the 9-3 Browns and NFC East leading Giants will take the Sunday night football slot in Week 15. Cleveland last played a road game on Sunday Night Football in 2005 when they traveled to Pittsburgh. Elsewhere, speaking of those Steelers, running back James Conner was activated off the reserve COVID-19 list Wednesday, Pittsburgh averaging just 2.5 yards a carry during Conner's two-game absence, and that is not cutting it. Some new info on the COVID concerns, by the way, in Carolina. According to NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills, a gathering of players outside the team facility contributed to 8 Panthers going on the reserve COVID list. Among the key players on the list, White House DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. Dr. Sills saying he is working with the team on ways to prevent this from happening going forward. Christian McCaffrey had a setback Wednesday when his quad tightened up during practice. A high ankle sprain and an injured shoulder have kept McCaffrey sidelined for 10 games this season. The Seahawks on Wednesday designated running back Rashad Penny to return to practice from injured reserve. Penny has been out since tearing his ACL back in Week 14 last season, so he'll be a welcome sight for Seattle. Now, for further analysis on both the NFL and college game, download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Nobody is better at breaking down X's and O's. Oh, and by the way, you don't want to miss Good Morning Football as well, as Kay and the guys are joined by Colts wide receiver T.Y. Hilton, who's been on a roll lately, and I'll talk about that as well as his sneaky good nickname that not many people know about. It's piqued my curiosity. I hope it's piqued yours as well. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, my work here is done, people. I'm Will Selva. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.